On Morgan's AM, fresh record highs for the Dow and S&P 500 to end the week, a weak consumer sentiment report.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
Both the Dow and S&P 500 eked out fresh record highs for a fourth consecutive session on Friday night, the longest stretch of closing records since the 15th of March. The gains came despite a weak consumer sentiment report. The Dow edged 15 points or 0.04% higher to be trading just above 35,515, also hitting another intraday record high during the session. Walt Disney rose 1% after posting its strongest quarterly sales and profit figures since before the COVID-19 pandemic after the close of the previous session. The broader S&P 500 added 0.2% to 4,468, also touching a fresh record intraday high earlier in Friday's session. The defensive consumer staples, real estate, healthcare and utility sectors led 7 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Energy and financials were the worst performing primary sectors on Friday night. The Nasdaq inched 0.04% higher, the small capitalisation Russell 2000 index lost 0.9%. For the week, the Dow gained 0.9%, the S&P rose 0.7%, the financial sector was among the better performers in the cyclicals, advancing 1.9% on the week. Materials up 2.7% and industrials up 1.4% also performed strongly last week. The Nasdaq dipped 0.1%. The US Food and Drug Administration late last Thursday authorised an extra COVID-19 shot for those with compromised immune systems, but didn't confirm media reports that it would update emergency use authorisations for the Pfizer and Moderna Inc. COVID-19 vaccines. Retailers are the focus of the US corporate earnings calendar this week. Home Depot and Walmart post quarterly earnings on Tuesday night. Lowe's companies, Target Corp and TJX companies release quarterly results on Wednesday night, along with chipmaker Nvidia Corp and Tencent Holdings. Estee Lauder, Coles Corp, L Brands, Macy's and Ross Stores Inc. release quarterly results on Thursday, as does chipmaker Applied Materials. Deere & Co and Foot Locker round out the week with their quarterly results on Friday night. In US economic data, a preliminary reading of the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell to 72 in the first half of August, from a final reading of 81.2 in July, well below economists' forecast for an unchanged reading. It marked the lowest level since 2011, and there have been only two larger declines in the index over the past 50 years, at the depths of the 2007-2009 recession and during the first wave of shutdowns in April last year at the beginning of the pandemic. The survey's gauge of current economic conditions also declined to a reading of 77.9 from 84.5 in July, while its measure of consumer expectations slid to 65.2 from 79 in July. European bourses continued to push further into record territory on Friday night. Pan-European Stoxx 600 index up 0.2%, hitting a record high for the 10th consecutive session. Germany's DAX added a quarter of 1%, France's CAC rose 0.5%. Jewellery group Pandora reports its first half result on Tuesday night. London's FTSE 100 rose 0.4% in a relatively quiet session to end the week, with the index briefly touching its highest level since February 2020. Today in England marks the day when double vaccinated adults will no longer have to isolate when a close contact gets COVID-19. Looking at the corporate earnings calendar this week in the UK, BHP Group posts their full year result on Tuesday. Base metals ended the week on a mostly firmer note. Copper rose 0.8% to be trading at $432.75 a pound, settling with a 0.8% weekly gain. Elsewhere, aluminium gained 0.8% and zinc up 1.1%, while nickel slipped 0.2% last Friday. Chinese authorities last Friday closed the Meishan terminal at the Ningbo Zhoushan container port after a worker tested positive for COVID-19. The terminal accounts for roughly a quarter of container traffic at Ningbo Zhoushan, the world's third largest container port. A similar incident in May at the Yantian port in Shenzhen lasted for about a month and led to bottlenecks in supply chains across the world that lasted for a month. Attention now turns to the release of China July activity data, including industrial production, retail sales and fixed asset investment, along with the unemployment rate for July and the house price index for July later today. Benchmark spot iron ore eased 89 cents or 0.6% to $162.07 a metric tonne in thin trade in the seaborne market last Friday, settling with a 6.05% weekly decline. Authorities in the steel production hub Tangshan City in Hebei Province have issued an air quality control plan ahead of the Beijing Winter Olympics in February next year, imposing ultra-low emission standards across the steel and power sectors until March. A weaker US dollar and falling bond yields in the wake of the consumer sentiment data supported precious metals markets on Friday. Gold futures rose $26.40, or 1.5%, to $1,778.20 an ounce, logging a 0.9% weekly rise. Oil prices retreated on Friday, WTI down 65 cents or 0.9% to $68.44 a barrel, pairing their weekly climb to 0.2%. Brent lost 72 cents or 1% to $70.59 a barrel, settling with a 0.2% weekly decline. US Treasury yields receded following the release of the latest consumer sentiment data from the University of Michigan. 10-year Treasury yields dropped 6.9 basis points to 1.297%, pairing the weekly gain to 0.9%. Looking at the week ahead, the Federal Reserve releases the minutes of its 27-28 July monetary policy meeting on Thursday morning Australian time, which will be highly scrutinised for more details around the tapering process of the Treasury's $120 billion US dollar monthly bond purchases. Looking further out, the three-day Jackson Hole Economic Symposium starts on the 26th of August. Australian dollar is firmer, buying approximately 73.69 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.